Okay, folks, we're going to go on a marvelous journey today. We're going to do a birthing protocol that will help in your delivery experience and bringing a beautiful soul onto the planet. We're also going to go into becoming aware and releasing the cultural expectations, the cultural historical beliefs that have been handed down for thousands of years regarding birthing, regarding babies, regarding what you might go through or what you're expected to go through. And we also want to include the fathers in this activation, for it will definitely help that level as well, so the parents can be really together in bringing forth the newborn. So this will be a spontaneous activation and presentation. So it'll be designed for all those that will receive, that will re-listen and receive this activation. In a sense, we are bringing future possibilities into this now moment. Okay, so we're going to start off by relaxing the body, which is very important. And this is what you can also do at the time of delivery or in your prep for your birthing process and experience. So we're going to breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. And as you breathe in, the body is going to relax to a deeper and deeper level of conscious awareness and wakefulness. So the equation is, the more that I relax my mind and body, the more awake and conscious my awareness is. And the more relaxed my body is, the more it is able to receive the higher vibrations. And the more relaxed my body is, the more easily it can integrate these higher frequencies of possibilities. So we're going to replace the idea that when your body's relaxed, you will go to sleep. It will be just the opposite. The more the body, mind will be awake. And in the stillness of this relaxed state, the body can begin to heal itself naturally. So let's breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth and feel as if waves of relaxation are gently cascading down upon you, upon your brain, upon your skin, around in your personal space. This feeling of deep calm and relaxation. And as you awaken to this sense of relaxation, your psychic senses are heightened. Your sensitivity becomes more balanced. And your focus becomes clear. And when you release on the out-breath, just simply let go of all sense of worry, concern for the future, your memory of the past, so that you can be in this now moment. And as you relax into this state of oneness, you begin to feel a reassuring presence about you. It's in the space around you, And it's even in the space inside of you and inside your body. It's in your mind. It's part of your spirit. Slow, deep breath, relaxing the forehead, the eyelid muscles, your jaw, your fingers, your toes, your thighs, your calves, your forearm and your wrists. And as you move into this deeper level of theta brain waves, your body will naturally align with the birthing vibrations of the earth, our earth mother, Gaia, who is also giving birth to a new age of enlightenment called the New Earth. And we are part of the birthing process of the Earth, as well as this galaxy and solar system. And your body is part of that rebirthing. And as we go into an even deeper conscious state of theta, and maybe even into delta and or gamma, your crown chakra, the space above your head, is opening up to what is possible. With your birthing experience, many possibilities. So begin to feel a strengthening and alignment of your spinal column as it begins to prepare for the birthing process. Your spine becoming strong yet flexible. Breathe all the way through your spine, from the tip of your spine to the very bottom of your spine. Now we're going to call in what we call birthing angels for your birthing experience. These are angelic presences that are present at every birth of every soul onto this planet. And these birthing angels, they come to celebrate and rejoice in the incarnation of a new being upon the planet. And they come to welcome the new soul onto the planet. These are your beautiful birthing angels. And there are masters that come, that choose to come to also help hold the space for you, the mother. For you are held in great esteem and in great love for all that you do as an expression of the divine feminine on this planet. So as the body relaxes from head to toe and the spine is strengthening and balancing, we're going to ask through your intuition and your power to instantly create changes within your consciousness and your physical body to release all energies that are not you, that you may have taken on since birth. Actually, since your body was in the belly of your mom. All that is required is for you to create the heart intention of, I now release everything, every vibration, every thought form, emotions, feelings that are not me. And I release it into the light. And I replace that space with my own light, my own knowing, my own sense of integrity. I'm breathing deeply. Now we're going to breathe through all the chakra points. So imagine that you have 12 major chakra points, which also have 12 sub-levels, making 144, a sacred number. And allow, through your higher self, from the Lord God within, a cleansing of your chakra system of any levels of distortion or interference or misalignment, perhaps due to injuries or traumas from the past. Essentially, beginning to release any birthing trauma that you may have had coming into this world, which will include any stress and worry that was transmitted to your body in utero from your mom and even your dad, or those that raised you. So as we clear any remnants of your birthing trauma, you will be able to give a trauma-free delivery to your baby. Releasing all remnants of emotional stress, psychological stress, cellular, physical trauma of any kind related to any surgeries, medications, drugs, procedures, so that the body can self-heal. The body is self-healing. And especially allow a cleansing and realignment of your base chakra and your sacral chakra and your solar plexus chakra. And we're going to ask now that you, for a moment anyway, perhaps for the next 9 months or thereabouts, to release yourself from all cultural considerations regarding birth, delivery, babies, motherhood, that are not relevant for you, that are not true for you, so that your intuition can flow freely and clearly in preparation for the birthing experience, that you are clearing away. It is like preparing a house to be occupied. So we are cleaning the home. We are scrubbing the floors. We are dusting, we're cleaning the windows, we're cleaning out the chimney. We are vacuuming out the air conditioning ducts and vents. We are wiping down the walls. Basically preparing the home to be pristinely clean, clear and balanced. We are preparing the temple So any emotions, memories that are coming forth, just simply acknowledge them, embrace them, and then let them go on their way. Now, receive the energies from our sun to begin to radiate that divine light into and through your auric field. Again, cleansing. Any remaining dust particles that might be lingering in your energy field so that your aura becomes squeaky clean, very bright, stable, and expansive. For your auric field will expand and contract as you are giving birth, much like how your body will do that expansion and contraction. But this time from a state of oneness, from a state of grace, from a place of joy and love. So allow the vibrations from the sun to begin to fill your cells and your organs with joy, with inspiration, with a sense of anticipation. Feel as if you are preparing your whole life for this birthing experience. And that you will trust your intuition regarding any level of education that you are guided to embellish regarding methods of birthing deliveries, of pre and postnatal care. Allowing yourself to be guided to the most perfect resources in your birthing preparation, which will include choosing the right kind of birthing situation, be it doctor, midwife, doula, nurse practitioners, and ask your higher self, in preparation, where would be the best environment for this birth? And guide me to the right medical practitioners. And to the right time of conception. And now taking a slow deep breath and allowing the solar vibrations now to work in your brain centers in preparation from a chemical, biological, subatomic level in preparation for the birthing experience. Conditioning the cellular level of your body, conditioning the cells of your body to receive the ecstatic, if you will, ecstatic, blissful vibrations of creating new life within your body. A body being born from joy and love. Knowing that the birth of your baby will be fully supported and embraced by the world on the higher planes. So your brain is being recalibrated, as it were, for this divine experience. In your throat chakra, now receive the activation of your throat chakra to be in telepathic communication with your baby and or babies, in telepathic rapport, soul to soul, heart to heart. And in your daily meditations, in preparing for your birthing experience, you can begin to call forth the soul that is choosing to come forth through your body and feel it as a light touching another light. As one being touching another being in those higher dimensions. And allowing for an understanding of the soul contract, which can also be subject to change at the last moment. Allowing for an intuitive understanding of this being soul contract. And to ask also in your meditation what this being or beings are bringing into the family. What lessons are the babies bringing unto the family for the education of the parents. Knowing that each newborn comes into the world as a light unto the household that is physically born into. Each baby born is a shining light unto its parents. And has the capacity, its presence has the capacity to help shift and heal issues with the parents and or adults in the household. And allow the incoming soul to give you its name or names. You will also get a sense of the preferences, if you will, of the incoming soul. Its personality preferences. its soul inclinations. And you're going to remind the incoming soul or souls that it does not have to accept the veiling. Upon coming into the world, that it can be born fully conscious, fully awake, fully alive, with the memory intact of where it came from and what it is that it is here to do. And that this incoming soul is free to choose its life experience through the power of choice and belief. Okay, let's move awareness into the heart. Begin to fully expand and activate the heart on all of its many levels, including the knowing of how to deliver a perfectly healthy body, a perfectly healthy baby, how to birth, how to give birth from an ecstatic perspective, from the place of joy, imagine that giving birth is actually rebirthing yourself. And that the after effects of the birthing experience is only one of great joy and a feeling of connection and a knowing of giving a gift to the world. And that your body will naturally shed the weight of this pregnancy and birthing process so that your body goes back to its new normal with weight. And that the body will naturally regain its strength and its stamina and its sense of centeredness. That the mind will stay clear, the emotions will stay balanced, and that your body will reconstruct itself naturally and instantly back to its new normal. So from the heart, we're going to open up your records, your Akashic records, your past life, aura, if you will, that can be seen as purple. And we're going to bring forth any memories, considerations about giving birth, We're going to bring forward any remaining levels of trauma from previous birthing experiences. Either you're being birthed or you as a mother giving birth. Simply recognizing those memories, blessing those memories, forgiving those memories, and allowing those memories to pass into the timeless history of the earth. Now we're going to do a very simple time travel process into your near future. And this will be a little bit like a test run, an energetic test run. So you're going to do a pretend test run on your delivery experience. And you're going to be aware of the physical level, of the emotional level, of the psychological level, and the spiritual levels. And you're going to be aware of who's in the room energetically. You'll be aware of the thoughts and feelings of all those present in the room. You will be aware of the entourage of angels that will be present. The birthing angels. So you may do this on a daily basis, and whatever perhaps that doesn't quite feel right in your test run, you can recreate it. You can create it to the exact way that your soul is envisioning the experience in its highest form, in its most delicate nature. And your body is going to experience kinesthetically these trial runs. And so whatever, if there is a reaction in the body to the trial runs, then redo it. Redo it until there is no limited reaction from the body, except that of pure ecstasy, joy, and bliss. You are training the cells of your body. You are reconditioning the subatomic nature of the body and also your mind in the power of creation, in the power to create your destiny. Now, allow the body to take a slow, deep breath. All right, now we're going to envision in the mind of God, which is your mind. Your body is sitting in the center of this great pyramid of light. And the pyramid is going to allow a retunement of your magnetic field, which relates to your emotional body. So this attunement, if you will, of your magnetic field is going to go to the highest and deepest levels possible. Being recalibrated through divine balance. And you're also going to envision at the time of delivery a very beautiful cobalt blue light around your body. And that creates this sense of safety and protection for your sensitive body. And you will also see four pillars of light that will be physically in the room at the time of your delivery. And this angelic vibration will help to stabilize the energies in the room and in the building. In the home. And as you go through your daily meditations in preparation for your delivery experience, again, tune in to the incoming soul. And begin to have telepathic conversations. And to simply be with that being. To be at one with that being. To just simply connect and enjoy the presence of each other. For the bonding starts energetically before the birth. And again, reminding the incoming soul that it does not have to accept the veil, that it can come in with full memory and knowledge of destiny and a purpose. And these babies that are coming into the planet, onto the planet, have a different mind-body configuration. Their codes will be different. Their DNA will be different. Their brain will be different. They represent the evolvement of the human body in preparation for living upon the new earth. So they're going to think a little bit differently than most. They will be highly psychic. Some will not be misunderstood. Some will be not understood. And they will have either a deep connection with technology or nature. And as parents, remind them to stay in divine balance with their masculine and their feminine. And to always be practical and grounded. Walking upon the planet but not being of it. And accepting no levels of illusion. So again, you're going to feel and visualize how you want to have your delivery experience. And each time you meditate and feel the power of this potentially divine experience, your body will respond to those vibrations. And that is how it can also heal any remaining body issues, be they long-standing or recent. So know that this experience you are preparing for is healing for all involved and for the highest benefit of all involved. So as you begin to come out of this experience now, you're going to remember the feeling of this. Remember the energetic vibration, the soul signature of this experience. And bring it into your next meditation tomorrow. And each time is cumulative, so it's going to build and build and build. And at some point, it will be an effortless experience, divinely orchestrated, you in total surrender to the flow of life, knowing that all is well, and remembering to have the baby lay upon your chest without cutting the umbilical cord too soon, letting that life force energy flow between your bodies until the cord is shriveled up, and then it will be time to cut it. That is the ultimate bonding experience between baby and mother and baby and father. And allowing not the wiping of the body too soon, for there are nutrients in the fluid upon the body, upon the skin of the baby. So it would be wise to let those fluids dry up upon the skin, so the body can absorb the nutrients through the skin. And that way, the body's immune system will be strong. So coming back into the awareness of the room, there will be much more that will be given as you listen to this activation. Other levels from the higher worlds will be downloaded upon you as needed. It will be suggested to keep a journal of your thoughts and feelings and visions during this 9 months in preparation for your divine experience. So coming back with a renewed sense of all is perfect. Coming back into the present moment, I am here, I am now, I am. I am here, I am now, I am. feeling the anticipation and the joy of the experience. Coming back focused and grounded, expanded and relaxed and energized all at the same time. And coming back with a renewed sense of faith, not only in oneself, but in the greater universe. And we thank you for the opportunity to serve you in this way. And may your body be always blessed. So until next time, we send our blessings from the heart of the universe. And as we say, keep the faith. Blessings.